We're just seconds away from learning more about the upcoming Iowa Small Business Summit that happens in Grinnell, Iowa, on September 6th. Our guest is Lindsay Sterrett, partner in T.L. Baker & Company, a CPA firm behind the summit. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible with the support of Tarot International, training corporate leaders and individuals in the art of conversation, communication, and executive presence at tarot.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through to this section. We're going to be talking about something that's coming up in September. September 6th, as a matter of fact. It's called the Iowa Small Business Summit, and it's taking place in Grinnell, Iowa, about 40 minutes east of the Des Moines Metro. And with me is Lindsay Sterrett. She is a partner with TLB Baker and Company. That's an accounting firm in Grinnell. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thanks, Michael.
So nice to have you aboard. Well, tell us a little bit about TLB. What do you guys do?
Well, we are a accounting firm that focuses on small business and entrepreneurs, majorly focused on the small business owner, so closely held businesses.
Right. And that area has seen a huge increase over the past 10 years. I think, you know, when we had the economic downturn in 2008, 2009, 2000, you know, there's a lot of people displaced from their jobs. And so they turned to entrepreneurship in order to create a living.
Certainly.
Did you find some of that?
Absolutely. We have been growing for quite some time now and continually doing so. There's just a lot of excitement in the entrepreneurial area at this point.
What do people mostly seek out your services for?
We're largely about tax planning and preparation. Tax planning, meaning that we're forward thinking about how things in the future are going to affect you, and long-term plans as well as your plan for just the current year.
Tell us a little bit, just a broad overview, because we don't have time to get into this. I want to spend some time on the small business summit that's coming up on the 6th of September, but give us a little bit of a rundown. There was big news, of course, in December with the tax and jobs bill that President Trump signed. And how has that impacted your clients to date?
Sure. This is a little bit all over the board for various clients. The small business owner that has a closely held pass-through entity might have positive effects. And the individual that has higher income might have positive effects. Oftentimes we're seeing C corporations, so your tax separately corporations, the taxation levels have actually changed as far as what is profitable and progressive in that area. So tax rates have actually increased on low-level income C corporations. So that's a negative effect for some of our small business owners.
Yeah. And one of the things that we've seen is the tax savings, and we report on this, it seems like, every week. The tax savings are being turned into large corporations with stock buybacks and the opportunity to plow that money back into refinancing of their entity. And yet we're seeing wages flat across the board. It's really an interesting thing that's happening out there, but we can get into that at another time. But your focus, and much of ours, Lindsay, is on small business. Because, as we all know, that's what creates most of the jobs in this country. Why did your firm decide to do a small business summit? What's the kicker?
Driving factor, we want to be able to reach out and help the small business community.
Right.
So that's just our big focus. We wanted to be able to offer it for free so people have options as far as being able to attend, and we wanted to encourage all sorts of people to attend. So the entrepreneur that's just starting out, as well as the current business owner right. that's been there for 20, 25 years.
And when you're doing that, one of the things, and we should mention, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this particular cast, you need to know this is a free event, which I think is really remarkable. Your CPA firm goes out on a limb and says, hey, look, we'd like to have 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people come to Grinnell, Iowa, at a beautiful location, by the way, and experience some information that will help you drive your small business forward, and no charge. What? What are you guys doing? Come on.
Well, we like to promote the small businesses, and we want to do anything we can to help out. It's not about marketing our firm so much as it is about helping overall. We're bringing in people like you to speak for us, a little bit of marketing and promotion. We have a entrepreneur that is actually a psychologist as a background. And
we need that in small business, by the way.
Yeah, it helps you understand both your own interests and needs as well as the interests of your clients and customers.
Right. You know, one of the things that you just said, Lindsay, is so very important. And Gary Vaynerchuk is a fantastic person in this whole space of small business and social media. Gary V, if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not seen him or watched his podcasts or his V-casts, you need to do that. Or get his book, Crushed, or Crushing It, and fabulous information there for particularly small businesses. But here's his whole mantra, Lindsay. He says, if you are in business to help other people succeed, you will ultimately succeed. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
If you're other focused, I think that's the idea. All right. This is going on the 6th of September. Give us the location again. We're going to have all of these links, by the way, folks. If you're listening to this and you go, well, where can I go for all of this? It's going to be on all of our radio blogs and our newsletter. But whereabouts?
This is at Hotel Grinnell, so downtown Grinnell. It's a beautiful boutique hotel with a great venue.
And tell us a little bit about that. That's a refurbished building, yes?
Certainly. I believe at one point in time it was a school, and it's been a community center, and it's been totally refurbished, rehabbed in the past couple of years.
Right. And Grinnell as an entity, which, by the way, Grinnell is part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, even though it's 40 miles east of the Greater Des Moines area. Your chamber and your city has been very involved in bringing housing to Grinnell, because that's one of the things you guys were lacking. Was that accurate?
Definitely. It's something that we've worked at heavily in our community.
Yeah, you had the jobs, you had locations, but as far as housing, that was a little on the side. So it's at this hotel. What is it called again? I'm sorry, I didn't
Hotel
write it down.
Hotel Grinnell.
Well, that's easy, right?
Yep.
Hotel Grinnell in Grinnell, Iowa. It's on the 6th. Now, this starts with networking, I think, about 8 o'clock in the morning on the 6th, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a full day.
Nope, just the morning.
Yeah. So you can be in and out, back to work. And what do you hope? And this is one of the things that when I do public speaking and when I train individuals in the area of marketing, what do you hope that people will take away from this adventure at the Small Business Summit in Grinnell on the 6th of September? What do you hope they take away?
My hope is that the people that come will be excited to work on their business a little bit rather than in their business.
You sound like my good friend Sam Creamer, who's a business law attorney here in the Greater Des Moines area. He says if you're working in your business too much and not working on your business, you just got a job.
Right.
It's not really a business, how true that is. Working on your business takes lots of different paths, I would imagine. You're in the path of financial planning or on the opportunity to understand taxation. Other impacts into business. Other than taxes, what kinds of things should people turn to a CPA for?
Succession planning being a big one. So what's your exit strategy? Is it family? is it family that is coming up to run the business, or are you planning on selling out, or really what's going on? Because some people just think, hey, I'm just going to retire and close the business and that's it. But why?
Right. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Tax implications when it comes to selling a business, even passing it on to family members, can be pretty great as well, yes?
Huge, yeah. There's multiple strategies you can use to help in that area, but it's huge effects.
We're talking with Lindsay, and Lindsay is one of the partners for TLB. What's the TLB stand for?
It's TL Baker & Company, so TL is actually my partner's initials.
Very, I had to ask, you know.
Yeah.
Her name is Lindsay Sterrett, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Iowa Small Business Summit coming up on the 6th of September. How long have you been putting this together, this adventure? It's been a while, yeah?
It has. We kind of hatched the idea maybe a year ago.
Wow.
And have, obviously, with our business, we haven't really pushed on it until after tax season, but we really started pushing after April 15th.
Well, I think the first I think the first communication I had with some of the folks at your firm may have been as early as March.
Probably. We have a great person in the office that handles some of that for us that's not a tax accountant.
Shout out to Erica for doing that kind of stuff. It's all very, very important. All right, when people come to this event, and this is your first year doing it, but you've done other things in the past, so you're not really newbies at doing a summit. You've done some agricultural work, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Talk about that a little bit.
The past several years, we have put on a ag summit, also in Grinnell, focusing on everything agricultural business related. So it's really focused on farmers as well as a few businesses that are heavily ag related.
Tell us a little bit about the small business community in and around Grinnell, if you can. Can you give us a snapshot? Are there lots of individuals who are doing brick and mortar? Are they working out of their homes? What do you find?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. Grinnell's a vibrant community. There's a fair amount of construction workers. There's a fair amount of retail businesses. There's all sorts of other services. We've got some marketing people and just various industries, various things going on.
You know, one of the cool things about Grinnell is that you are about 40 miles east of Des Moines. So you don't, that is, that insulation does kind of help a brand your area as its own entity.
Right. And really, it's very centrally located between Iowa City, Cedar Falls, Des Moines. You've got all of those communities within an hour's drive, which is nice.
Right.
And also gives us, yeah, a little bit of insulation, so we have our own community going on.
And of course, home to a fabulous liberal arts college that so many of my friends have attended and come out of that adventure really well-schooled.
Definitely.
Did you go there?
What was
that? Did you go to Grinnell?
No,
oh,
I did not.
Okay,
I did not. But I really think the college is great for the community.
It is.
It helps add some character to the city.
It does add some character. That's a great way of putting that, Lindsay, because there's a certain vibe that comes with a school like Grinnell. And that vibe is really evident not only in business, but also in the arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many cool things that go on at Grinnell. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be happening on the 6th day of September. It's in the morning. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's the Iowa Small Business Summit. Our guest has been Lindsay Sterrett, and she is a partner with T.L. Baker & Company. That would be a limited liability partnership, as a matter of fact, and they are a CPA firm in Grinnell. Thanks for making the trip and doing this.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Our thanks to Lindsay Sterrett for dropping in to tell us more about the Iowa Small Business Summit and her business, T.L. Baker & Company, a CPA firm in Grinnell, Iowa. Remember, the summit is free. There's no charge for that, and you can register right now at iowasmallbusinesssummit.com. Hang in there with us. More coming your way from the Business News Hour.